Top of the morning, Artie.
I thought you were going to call me yesterday.
I did. You didn't answer. You were too busy.
What's going on, Artie?
I love you, Artie. I think you're in for a great Friday. How many appointments do you have? 18?
I got no appointments today. But
really?
My box score last night was 6-3-4-3 with two walks. How about that, baby?
4-for-6. Four for six, three runs scored?
Yeah.
And how many were these? Four?
Three.
Wow. That's a hell of a box score right there.
That was, we won like 27-26. We held them to no runs in the last inning in the first game. And then we played fucking Bautista and all these Spanish athletes at uniforms and fucking chiseled. And we beat them 22-21 in the last inning. We had to get two runs to win, and we got two. It was a lot of fucking fun. Of course, my first at-bat into a double play. I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be a shit fucking night.
Wow, then, that's a high-scoring softball match, 27-26. Holy cow.
Okay,
can I get four hash browns and a small guy Coke, please?
Okay, thank you.
Hey. How do you like that? Breakfast of champions.
Wow, four hash browns and a Coke.
Welcome to Artie's world.
I love everything about that order, Artie.
So what's going on? I tried to sell. I had that 251 sold, and I don't know if it's going to happen. He thought it was too big in the end. But the bracelet, again, I asked her yesterday. She does want to do it. She's just got to figure out. She's got a daughter in the hospital that had a baby, blah, 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 blah. So, I'll get some stuff back to you, obviously. The yellows.
I have,
So I think what I need, the yellows are still alive and the earrings are still alive. The earring guy went down to the store because he's a huge Rolex nut. He's got $100 million, so I could lose it because they may dangle a killer Rolex in front of them that, hey, we'll let you buy this if you do the earrings, which Rolex just came out and told the stores that if they start doing that, they're going to reprimand them, start trying to parlay sales into a 3-carat pendant or, anyway, but they'll do it anyway with him because they know him. Because he fought a lot for me.
What exactly is Rolex trying to regulate?
They don't want people using their product to benefit other sales. So they're saying to people.
Right, but how would they know, and why do they care if it's becoming a sale? What do they care?
Well, because if you got a customer that you didn't know and you said, hey, well, I know we're working on this ring with you, and then something didn't work out, somebody just did it. I think my sister said, reported that they felt like, they had to buy something else to get this watch they wanted. People are just pissed off. They're not getting these watches, and they're never going to get them, because there's 300 people in each city that want the same watch, and if you don't know the owner, et cetera,
then you're
just never going to see it unless you get lucky and find it in the airport or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Right, I understand.
Anyway, he's in Grand Cayman as of yesterday, and he doesn't know that I know that he was there. Blake, who does the Rolexes, Blake,
mm-hmm.
he's he's working with them. So I'll see what happens with that. You know, he's got a pair of four carrots he wants to trade, I'm sure. So I'm trying to...
Well, I have some killer three carrots, so if the direction he wants to go is with you, I can send you a nice pair for sure.
All right, well, and the yellow, she wants rectangular radiant, probably two carrots and traps. And then I just got it. I'll probably end up making the ring.
Okay. So rectangular, radiant, about a two-carat, fancy yellow.
Yeah. It's got to be rectangular. And they're going to come back, not next week, but the week after.
Okay.
He's out of town next week. That's my neighbor's daughter.
What type of money are we looking at for that one?
I can spend up to 16, 17, 18.
Okay.
Oh no, I'd like to be that with the traps though.
Everything? Oh, okay.
Maybe 20, everything.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a little bit more. Well, the one I'm looking at, it's a killer stone, rectangular. It's a 202. Now, this is a fancy yellow intense. So it's, you know, a higher-end color, VDS1 GIA for 19.2.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's just for the yellow, but it's a killer yellow already. This is an intense yellow VDS.
I'll ask him next week what his top budget is, and I'll tell him I can get a stone like the one you're talking about, but, you know, how high can he spend?
Right, okay. Yeah, find out if he may stretch, you know, for the top end stone.
Let's do Mike.
Okay.
All right. And then I should have some more people coming soon. I'll try and get your stuff, whatever I have, some of the, especially the lab stuff or whatever, back.
Well, again, I have, everything's on long-term with you, so you're good with it all.
Yeah, I've got the earrings and all that. Just, you know, waiting for Christmas season to kick in.
All right, beautiful. Well, we're gonna rock it this Christmas already.
We'll give it a shot, right?
Big season, absolutely.
Actually, I might have. Really, I think I sold the three carrot satellites, actually.
The three carrot satellites?
Yeah.
The lab growns or the naturals?
The labs.
The labs, okay. You want me to send you another pair then? I'll send them to you for the weekend. Or for next week, rather.
Well, whatever. We can send them whenever we get the next package.
Okay. All right, sounds good.
Talk to you soon.
All right, well, have a kick-ass day, Artie.
Yeah, I'll talk to you. So I'll see you later.
All right, see ya.